This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of uncertainty as we come now to the Affordable Care Act. Calls for delay are growing louder. A handful of Senate Democrats have now joined Republicans in asking the White House to hold off on the individual mandate. That's part of the law that fines people for not getting insurance. Watching all of this extremely closely, insurance companies, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Imagine that we're flies on the wall of an insurance company boardroom. Between the technical nightmare that is healthcare.gov and the louder and louder calls for a delay in the individual mandate, we'd likely see a whole lot of red-faced execs.
They're probably a little mad, a little annoyed.
Bradley Herring is a professor of health economics at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
Well, first off, they've been beaten up pretty badly over the past, 3-4 years. So if there was a bad guy in the play that was enacting healthcare reform, I mean, they were certainly it.
And now, with healthcare reform nearly here, the ground could shift again. The insurance companies set their premiums based on one set of rules about everyone having to sign up. But if those rules change and people don't have to get health insurance right away,
then they're kind of left holding the bag.
Robert Leshefsky heads the healthcare consulting firm Health Policy and Strategy Associates. He says if the individual mandate gets delayed,
it would be a disaster.
Sick people will sign up, but the healthy folks,
the vast majority of them are going to sit it out. And Obamacare is going to implode, quite frankly, because the financials just won't work.
He says a delay would be uncomfortable for the big insurers, but they'd manage because the new exchanges will make up a small part of their business. The nonprofit insurance co-ops set up for the exchanges to increase competition will have a much harder time making the math work. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.